Hi everyone, Adrienne Everhart, your feminine energy dating, relationship, and lifestyle coach. You are listening to This Podcast is for Women. And in this episode, I'm going to talk about finding your feminine energy to help you solve arguments in your marriage, relationships, at your job, school, with your friendships, with your mom, with your dad, with your siblings. I'm going to teach you a feminine energy technique of finding your emotions, getting in touch with them, finding what it is you truly need, and being able to speak it to your partner with warmth, empathy from this feminine energy source, and also how to really listen to your partner, really, really get that person so they also feel validated. That's usually the thing that's missing in an argument, is that there isn't an equal representation. One person's the victim, one person's persecuting the other one. Kind of goes back and forth. I talk a lot about the drama triangle, where at the top, someone's persecuting, on another corner, someone's a victim, on another corner, someone's rescuing. So if you can go back and look at any argument you've had recently, that'll really help you in this episode. I'm also going to share a little bit from my ebook, 500 Ways to Talk to a Man. This ebook has helped transform the lives, marriages, and relationships of women across this globe. Every day I receive emails praising me for this book because I teach you how to get in touch with your feminine energy source, so that your masculine energy partner will feel balanced. You'll have balance in that relationship. Even if you have girlfriends that are masculine energy or a coworker that's masculine energy, you can really balance the masculine and feminine energy and create a nice flowing relationship that's easy, that doesn't feel really frustrating or difficult to manage. And it's all about finding what you feel in your body. Now, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, Adrienne, my guy has already told me I share way too many feelings. Well, that's okay. He's probably right, but I'm going to teach you about how to find those core feelings, really find what you need, and also how to balance this. A great phrase to say to your partner if you're having an argument, and some tips and techniques on managing stressful arguments and disagreements, or whatever they may be. So often arguments are really just about controlling another person, controlling that outcome, getting them to do or say a specific thing. And many of you, you may have a situation with a man where you've made a request that you want something to happen that could be more quality time. It could be a task or a chore around the house. It could be to stop yelling. It could be anything. Don't drive so fast. You make some sort of request of that person, and then they respond negatively to the request, and the whole situation gets worse. Now, how does this happen? Well, ultimately, the person that you make the request to is feeling inferior on some level, and it's usually a masculine energy source. Because if you're asking a masculine energy source to do something differently, it means the way he's doing it isn't right. And so he begins to shame, blame, and guilt himself. Look, I don't know why men are this way, but they are. So if you understand that, like, that's just what they do. Okay, women, we can sometimes shame, blame, and guilt ourselves. We beat ourselves up. We're not good enough. We have our own reflex to how we respond to criticism. And men, of course, are no different. So the first thing I want you to do, when you feel that match light and you feel the heat come on and the argument is about to take place and you're in it now, I'm going to give you some tips how to get through this amicably and hopefully get a really good outcome for you both. But before you tell your partner the request, or that you want more quality time, or you would like them to do this differently, or whatever it may be, I want you to use these same tools, if you can, prior to that moment of conflict, because then it may go very differently. But I also want you to practice these on your own throughout the day. I want you to be able to find what you're feeling in your body. Now you might say, hey, I know what I'm feeling. I'm feeling irritated. I'm feeling mad. I'm feeling upset. Well, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to go a little bit deeper with this. And again, in my ebook, 500 Ways to Talk to a Man, it comes with a 2-day video class. I had these class sessions where I shared body postures, real life experiences. I had a lot of speakers and women sharing what they go through. So you get the book and you get those video classes. P.S. I'm going to have a rewrite of my book coming out in early 2023. So stay tuned for that as well. But for now, you can get the PDF version and the video classes over on my website, Everhart Coaching. So let's start with the first step to quelling an argument, and that is to recognize what you are feeling. So even before you speak that request to your partner, I want you to find out what you're feeling. And in order to find out what you're feeling, you have to be friends with whatever may come up. Now, how do you do this? So I want you to think about the last time you went to pet a stranger's pet cat or a dog, or if you noticed a bird that landed on a branch or a deer in the forest. I want you to just think about how, if you observed a creature out in nature, how would you respond? What would happen to your energy in that moment? And that softness that you would hopefully go into, that softness of like, oh, I don't want to disturb it, but I'm curious. And I want to watch this. I want to observe it and look at how beautiful it is. That soft, curious energy is what I want you to practice feeling for yourself. So when you have a feeling rise up in your body, I want you to just take a moment and take a couple breaths. And even in this moment right now, just take a couple breaths and go, okay, like, what am I feeling? In my body, you might be feeling stress, shoulder pain, leg pain in your body. You might have a little bit of a headache or a sore throat. So the first things that pop up are usually some sort of, you know, really obvious physical thing in your body. And go, okay, I feel that. And go ahead and give that little place a little love. So if your neck is sore from reading or your foot is aching, I want you to just take a moment and say, hey, I hear you. I hear that you're aching. I feel that with you. And I'm going to take care of you. And just assure it of that. But just send it that love and say, I hear you. Next step is take another big deep breath. And again, ask yourself, okay, what am I feeling? Now, this is where I want you to get still with yourself. Go deeper and notice if your head kind of starts to spin and it says, what is Adrian trying to get me to do here? Or if you can just really be still and slow with yourself and find out what you're really feeling in your body. Now, here's the tricky part. You can have a gut feeling. You can have a gut reaction to something and it doesn't have words to it. It's just a feeling that you get. There's no voice speaking in your head going, ooh, that person's a creep, stay away. That may happen, you know, a few seconds later, but at first you get a feeling. So this is where you need to practice on your own. Because in order to sharpen this tool that's inside of you, that's brilliant and all-knowing and for the highest good, in order to get in touch with that, you have to practice it. You have to exercise it more. Practice touching the leaf of a plant, sipping your favorite beverage, any time with pets or children, and really discover what you feel, not just what you're thinking, but what you're feeling in that moment. So as you begin to make this connection where your body can have a sensation and a feeling, and then you can then interpret it and put it into words if you need to, this is how you get better at this. You practice finding what you feel. And I will tell you this, sometimes you will think you instantly know what you feel. I want you to recognize it, send it some love, and then again, slow down and say, hey, what am I really, really feeling here? What's really going on inside my body? And give your body some time. Now, the first few times you do this, you may notice nothing. And you're just gonna have to keep practicing it, because I can promise you, if you are a human with a red beating heart walking on this planet, you have this inside of you. You have this wisdom and energy inside of you. We just have to get you connected to this. So a lot of us know how to set up the router in our house and get Wi-Fi a lot better than we know how to find what we're feeling. So I'm going to get you to practice finding what you're feeling. If you know what you're feeling some sort of unrest, you're feeling some sort of distress or upset in your body, or an anxiety or whatever it may be, you're feeling that sensation, I want you to then ask yourself, what is it I need? What is it I need most? What is it that I need most that is for the highest good? What is it that I need? So focus on that need. What does it sound like? It might be a 10-minute nap. It might be a desire to really open up and talk to your partner about something that's bothering you. So find that need. And I want you to, well, I would say make it into one sentence, but usually the need is a short sentence. So again, practice, what is it I need in that moment? The best you can, find that need. I want to be understood. I want to feel safe. I want to feel connected. I need a relationship where I feel connected and grounded. And find your need. The next step is finding a way to speak that need to your partner if it's necessary. It might not be necessary to tell your partner what you need. You might do better work by just discovering what it is you need. But let's say this is an argument. This is something that you need to address with your partner. You can go to that partner with that need. And I want you to use a feeling statement. Let's say you have just asked your partner to turn the television down. It's too loud and you can't read or you can't study. Let's just use that as an example. You go to your partner and you say, hey, can you turn the TV down? And he goes, oh, okay. So then you have that sort of situation happening. But if you find what you feel and you're feeling kind of agitated, and you go, what do I need? Oh, I need a little more quiet. You come to your partner and say, hey, I'm feeling overstimulated and I need a little more quiet. What do you think? Even if you present it that way and it sounds like a really kind of stupid question to ask, it's okay.
Hi everyone, this is Adrienne Everhart. If you're enjoying my podcast and also enjoy my YouTube channel, I suggest you go a little bit deeper into one of my self-study programs. I recommend everyone start with my ebook, 500 Ways to Talk to a Man. It also comes with a 2-day video class. This ebook has transformed the lives of so many women because I help you get aligned with your natural feminine energy and learn to speak and phrase your words in a way that really connects to a man's heart instead of challenging him with masculine energy. I can teach you so much more in my self-study programs. I have something for every topic that you may be interested in. And of course, New Man Manifesto, which is a 12-week manifesting course. It comes with homework and lots of extras. So head on over to my website, everheartcoaching.com, to learn more.
A man won't care, because he gets to solve the problem. Boom, he's in his masculine energy and he's feeling good. He has solved a problem. He knows how to make things more quiet. One time I came to my husband and I said, hey, I'm feeling really overstimulated. He was playing his music a little too loud, in my opinion. And I said, I'm feeling really overstimulated and I need a little peace and quiet. And he said to me, can you put in your earplugs? Like, that was his solution. And I said, yeah, I can do that. But I'm watching television. He goes, oh, well, I'll just turn down my music. So you have to sometimes just go ahead and let the guy figure it out. He's going to feel good. And he's also sharpening that masculine energy tool of solving and fixing. So it's a great exercise. So come to your partner. I feel, I need, what do you think? Let him solve it and see how you feel. Now, in some other situations, it might not be this easy. And this is where we're going to go back to being there with our body and finding what we're feeling. You may be in a situation where something happens or is said or not said, and you immediately begin to feel a feeling in your body, but yet there is someone in front of you that you cannot get away from. This could be a boss, it could be your partner, it could be a child, anyone. You can't just get up and fight or flight. So when this happens and your body begins to respond, I want you to notice what you're feeling. Those little tornadoes inside your body. That's what they feel like to me. Or I can sometimes feel adrenaline really rushing up the front of my chest. And I want you to be able to notice that you're feeling that in that moment. And just say to yourself, hey, I feel you. I feel that inside of you. I feel these feelings inside of me. And I'm going to be there for you. I'm going to take care of you in a little bit. Right now, I need to be here. So what does this do when you say to those feelings, hey, I'm here with you. I feel that feeling. I'm going to take care of this in just a little bit. What happens in your body? So it reminds me a lot of when I have a good friend who has a younger daughter, and the younger daughter is like always interrupting her mom, and she'll say to her, honey, I'm talking, let me finish, and then you can say what you need to say, and she'll go, okay. It feels a little bit like that, like you are important. I want to hear what you have to say, but for right now, I have to listen to this other person. Assuming it's nothing urgent, I need to listen to this other person, because those feelings, those little tornadoes you're feeling inside your body, they get you to react. They get you to start thinking about what you need to say and what you need to do. And they are ultimately masculine energy, urging you and pushing you to take action. So whether this is an inner girl or an inner boy, I'm not sure. My inner boy comes up with some really bad ideas on how to solve problems sometimes, especially in an argument. Just notice it. Just observe it again with that soft curiosity and tell it, hey, I'm going to be there for you. You might want to even place your hand over that spot in your body and just say, hey, I've got you. I love you. I'm going to be there for you. But right now, I need to listen. That feeling, in most cases, will instantly relax. So now you can listen. Now you can hear whatever it is your partner needs to say. Keep in mind, this is not about being raged on. I do not want you to sit for more than 10 minutes and listen to your partner continuously speak. There is no amount of lecturing that is going to have any good effect if it goes on for more than 10 minutes. Honestly, I think more than 6 is a cutoff point for me. I want you to be able to have a boundary where you say, I've been listening to you for a good little bit here. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I need a break. That's your boundary. If your partner begins to yell, you can say, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Voices are getting really loud. Can we turn the voices down, or do you want to pick this up a different time? And give him the opportunity to kind of get in touch with his emotions. So I just want a side note here. I want you to think about how difficult it is to get in touch with your body and your feelings, and how no one ever taught you this. And you are this feeling, sensitive, intuitive, creative being. No one really asked you to process your feelings in a particular way that helped you find solutions. Somebody might have said, oh, how are you feeling? Oh, I feel sad. But nobody said, well, where in your body are you feeling sad? Where is it? What does it look like? What does it feel like? So if you've had it rough, think about men. They're taught not to cry. They have to compete with who's got the bigger muscles, the bigger car, the biggest reproductive organ. You know, think about their world. They are in such a competitive world where emotion is just not part of the deal, and they're not taught to express themselves and find their words. they're just not taught this. And they have all that testosterone in their body, which I don't know about you, but testosterone, like at certain times during your cycle when your testosterone gets high, I'm like a raging bull. So I can't imagine what a man must feel like. After you discover what you're feeling and you've softened that energy, it's time to listen to your partner. Really hear them out with empathy, no judgment if you can. I want you to try your best to see the world in their eyes. Really hear them out. So often when I listen to my husband and I really hear him out, I feel so sad for him because his story is what he's doing is never good enough and he's not good enough. And I feel really, really bad for him because, my God, he's so good. He's so amazing. And the fact that this person would think they're not good enough and get angry about it, it just kind of blows my mind. I sit there with him and I listen to him and I let those layers unfold simply by listening. Now, ladies, when you listen, I want you to look your guy right in the eye. I want you to nod like, and look him right in the eye and just nod and listen until he stops speaking. So when he stops speaking, you can say, okay. I love the word okay. I have a lot of videos about it out on YouTube. I talk about it in my ebook, 500 Ways, the power of okay. Okay has a great calming effect. It's an way to really validate what a person's saying, and you're not agreeing. Even if your guy comes home and says, that's it, I'm taking out our savings, I'm buying that motorcycle. Okay. It will really make the conversation take a softer turn. It's not what anybody's expecting you to say. But after you say okay, I want you to begin to count for 6 seconds. And see if your man doesn't start talking again. And if he does, just go ahead and let him talk, nod and listen, nod and listen. This is how men get it out and solve a problem. They sometimes need to just hear themselves. After he has, again, completed speaking, you can say okay again. I want you to revisit your original need. Revisit what that is. You've heard him, you've listened to him. You can use the really, really get him tool, which is you pick one emotion, you look at his face and you say, oh my goodness, you must be feeling so fatigued. You really get him. That's all you have to say is, oh my gosh, you must be feeling, name the one emotion. Don't say anything else. That's all it is to really, really get him. If you get the emotion wrong, he's going to correct you. Wonderful. Okay, I understand. You're not feeling fatigued. You're feeling agitated. Okay. Again, with the okays. Now I want you to state your need, what it is you need, and use your feeling statement. It might sound something like, I am feeling really lonely, and I am in need of some good quality time with my partner. What do you think? Or, I'm feeling agitated by the noise and I need some peace and quiet. What do you think? Or I feel overwhelmed with all the chores in the house. I need help. What do you think? So you're opening it up with a feeling statement. You're stating your need. And if you want to, you can say, what do you think? Now, I hope that these tips will help you resolve arguments or conflict, disagreements, whatever it may be, in your relationship, in your friendship, at work. I just want you to keep this one thing in mind, that a feeling statement or a request may not be granted. No outcome and no person can be controlled, but expressing your feelings from a soft feminine source is a great practice for you, and it gives you the absolute best chances for having a positive outcome. The most important part of this scenario is you. You are the most important thing here. How you're feeling, how you're coping with life's inevitable ups and downs. So no matter what's happening in your world, good or bad, as things do flow, find what you're feeling. Help your body solve problems, reach conclusions, discover what you love more about being on this planet. Get in touch with that inner girl, that wise, wise, all-knowing inner girl, and discover what she has to say.